East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
A man has died after collapsing on the Durban beachfront. It's understood the man, believed to be in his 40s, had just been discharged from Addington Hospital this morning before the incident. LS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says they found multiple officials, including Etigwini lifeguards and Metro Police Search and Rescue, performing CPR on the man.
Paramedics took over the resuscitation efforts and all attempts were exhausted before the man was declared deceased on the scene. At this stage, the events leading up to the incident is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
Etigwini Municipality's Disaster Management Centre says it's fully prepared for the festive season and the hot summer months ahead. Reporters have been given a tour of the centre at the Durban CBD. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks was there today for a first-hand look at the team's daily operations and emergency response systems.
We began at the Joint Operations Centre, the nerve centre that springs into action when a high-level weather warning is issued. Here, officials from various departments gather to coordinate and plan an appropriate response. We then move to the CCTV monitoring room, the eyes in the sky. Every wall is covered with TV screens, each displaying live footage from across Durban streets. A dedicated team watches these feeds around the clock. Whenever they spot an accident, robbery or any other emergency, they immediately alert the police or relevant municipal departments to dispatch assistance. Currently, over 400 cameras are keeping watch over the city. Some are not operational, but the municipality says repairs are underway to ensure full coverage soon. Strategic manager Jotham Komalo says the team is ready for anything, from extreme weather to major events.
Not only for the disaster incidents, but also preparing for the hot summer season so that when people come to our beaches, they are safe.
The summer contingency plan was officially implemented yesterday. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban.
And further afield, Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces says they've arrested several fighters accused of committing abuses during the capture of the city of Al-Fasher. The RSF, at war with the army since April 2023, seized Al-Fasher on Sunday after an 18-month siege. In a statement, the RSF says it's detained several fighters, including one who appeared in multiple videos on a TikTok committing summary executions. The United Nations has raised concerns about what it calls the horrors continuing in the Darfur region. And NASA has hit back at Kim Kardashian's claim that the 1969 moon landing didn't happen. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin took the first steps on the moon's surface during the Apollo 11 mission. However, conspiracy theories about the moon landing have swirled for nearly 50 years, with the most recent comments coming on the latest episode of reality series The Kardashians. Kim K claims the space mission was fake and cites a few videos on Buzz Aldrin talking about how it didn't happen. In response, NASA's acting administrator Sean Duffy wrote on X that the moon landing was real and affirmed that the US has landed on the moon 6 times. Duffy also tagged Kardashian in his post and highlighted the Artemis mission, NASA's current moon exploration program. He's invited Kardashian to the Kennedy Space Center for the mission's launch. The top story this hour, a man has died after collapsing on the Durban beachfront. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.